So I said, thoughts on Caligari? He said he didn't eat squid.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell, thanks to the Hollywood Avondale.
Steve Newell.
Greetings.
What's going on in the film world?
Or is it a realm?
Initiate the film realm?
Kind of something in like a wardrobe, a standalone wardrobe situation. You walk in there and you catch a movie. Like the internet, but movies.
Real downgrade of film into like a wardrobe type scenario.
What? No, gosh. It's a walk-in wardrobe.
Oh, okay. Oh, good.
Big time. There's a whole world in there.
Full-length mirror, etc. Out today, I really dug this when it played the International Film Festival. We're back in cinemas. Is the Aretha Franklin concert doco Amazing Grace, which if you didn't see at the fest, I can't recommend highly enough. This quite guerrilla as fuck documentary from 1972, which captures every drop of sweat in a Baptist church as Aretha Franklin records a live gospel album.
Is it the biggest selling live gospel album of all time?
Yeah, that's the one. That's
how many
the one.
Live gospel albums are there?
Couple.
Okay. So, but this is the main one.
Souvenirs and that.
Yeah.
I think churches are probably quite effective marketers of their own live gospel albums, one would imagine. But yeah, this has only just seen the light of day. Originally, the footage couldn't be synced to the audio because the director, who had previously been nominated for an Academy Award, didn't utilize clapperboards or anything else to actually keep track of how to sync stuff up. So it took a while for them to figure out how to do that. A lot easier with computers and that, but for a while that languished. And then it got bought by a producer, the footage, and then Aretha Franklin decided she didn't want anyone seeing it. So that happened. I think you can only speculate why. Did she want more money? Did she just not like it? Did she feel she was being ripped off? Or did she just not like the fact that there's dudes that couldn't operate Zooms very well and it wasn't the kind of polished Hollywood thing that she might have expected? Anyway, that's out today. I can't recommend it enough. If you can't be asked leaving the house, then a great new series has just arrived streaming on Neon called Year of the Rabbit. It's a Victorian-era cop comedy, starring none other than the fantastic Matt Berry.
Okay.
If you don't know who Matt Berry is, I'll just...
he's Toast of London, right?
He is Toast of London, and his delicious voice sounds a little bit like this.
Animals are all around us. Extraordinary, inspirational, craftily adapted or cradapted to their environment and designed for survival. It is the instinct to procreate that most powerfully motivates or potivates their existence. To attract partners for sex, many have developed elaborate courtship rituals.
Okay, that's enough of that. Anyway, that's Matt Berry. He's a Victorian-era copper. The show is very singular. It's like it's very trad comedy, but I got stuck into it and smashed out six episodes and really enjoyed it.
Okay, on Neon.
Yeah.
I quite like him. He's good.
Ever reliable. And good records on that too. That's my news. That's what I've been watching.
That's what you got for us?
I might bloody go check out Dune on Sunday night.
It's the original 35mm at the Hollywood Avondale.
Spice is the variety of life, after all.
Yes.
That's a line from Dune, eh? Or something like that.
What Dune is it?
June, yeah, not June, the original one, David Lynch. David Lynch's June.
It is Lynch's June.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, not the mini series, and neither is it the yet to be completed adaptation of Dune.
I don't know if I missed something.
Are they going to do a new one?
Speaking of mini series, is that have you checked out that Star Wars with old Matt Hertz? When I can't say his last name, he's in it. The guy with the cool grizzly man voice.
What a nice treat that was.
Have you seen it?
Nah.
Yeah.
It's out in November.
I'm excited about that. It looked quite cool. I was like, ooh.
Is this a trailer I need to watch?
It's not a movie. It's like a little series, right?
Yeah, it's called The Mandalorian. It's the flagship show of Disney Plus, which is Disney's new streaming service, which starts in November.
Okay, cool.
Have a hoon on it.
It looked kind of cool.
The bear.
All right.
No, hey, watch Grizzly Man. That's it.
Okay. Cheers to the Hollywood Avondale this week. Convoy is screening on Thursday. Change of Habit in June on Sunday. And then next Thursday, The Fly.
So down. So down.
But I hate The Fly. It's too gross.
I reckon do all three. I reckon do Amazing Grace. Do all of the new Matt Berry show, and then watch Dune, preferably on the same day. Maybe just get up from your Saturday night out and do those three in a row.
I've got a double pass to the Hollywood Avondale if anyone is keen. All right, Steve.
Light up.
Bye.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM, thanks to the Hollywood Avondale.